This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, it's not Wayne, ladies and gentlemen. It's Lee Elson here from our fabulous studios in Connecticut, right between Boston and New York. Actually, a gorgeous day. I'm going to do my absolute best not to yell, not to scream, because I've been doing that, at least here, for 4 hours today on my own show here in Connecticut. But again, it's an honor to fill in here on USA Radio Network. Of course, War Now, you can call in 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. And again, humbled and thank very much to all the folks over at USA Radio for allowing me a chance to come back on. Wayne actually has an incredible night planned, I guess, for him. He's actually introducing Donald Trump at a rally in Las Vegas, so he is going to be hitting yet another home run. But, you know, I'm sure you have been hearing about this not only today, yesterday, day before, last week, and I don't know if you're getting sick of it yet. I'm just getting more angry every time I begin to talk about this, everything that surrounds this Kavanaugh case, everything that surrounds this whole, I think it's almost like a charade, like a bad dream that is just continuing to devolve over and over again. I mean, when will it end? And now we've got actual breaking news, because apparently the woman who has accused Brett Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford, the professor in California, has now sort of, kind of, in a roundabout way, agreed to testify, but not Monday. She'll do it when she's ready, but maybe next week. I guess next week is what they're saying. That's the latest piece of information, but then maybe next week will come and she'll change her mind again. But according to the most recent report, the California professor, again accusing Supreme Court court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, told the Senate Judiciary Committee today that she would be prepared to testify next week, but only if her safety is secured. So, again, going to the Washington to testify, somehow she feels as though her safety would be in jeopardy, which, again, is, I think, another layer into what she actually is all about. But my name is Lee Elsie. Once again, I thank you very much for joining me today, and I got 3 hours with you back-to-back, and again, I'm looking forward to every single second of it, and we'll take a bunch of calls as we roll through the day today. I got to tell you a little bit about what's been going on with me as far as this case goes. So, you know, I do my own morning show here in Connecticut. We reach three states, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, and I'm always honored to get a chance to come here and fill in for Wayne Root and get a chance to be heard in Vegas and Minneapolis and Dallas and Reno and San Antonio and all these other places in between St. Louis, Oklahoma City. And just because it's a morning show, it's entertainment, it's so usually a little bit fun sometimes, we get some laughs, 90% of it is serious political talk, but every once in a while we have a few laughs. I threw out a meme that apparently has exploded and is, I don't want to call it going viral, what have you, but I thought it was outrageous that they would be willing to go that far back, right, that far back, and jump on something that happened 30-plus years ago, a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old. So my meme basically was something simple. It was just a boy and a girl in class, and the boy was getting ready to pull the pigtails of the girl in front of him, and I said, in the meme, another Kavanaugh accuser comes forward. Well, social media now has exploded. I'm this horrific, terrible person. I don't understand the plight of women, and I just... I need to get it off my chest because, you know, I've been doing radio for a long, long time, and I've always been an advocate and a champion. We've always had women, and we've always had women who have had any kind of issues, sexual abuse issues, rape issues. They've always been given every opportunity to come in here and talk about anything and everything that not only can help them, but help other women out there. We've done that, I mean, for the past 15 years. And so I'm floored and actually angry. I've been getting more angry as the day goes on, because the thing is, I don't feel as though I have to defend myself in these kinds of cases. But what ends up happening here is that you get these women who have a huge chip on their shoulder, and anything and everything that goes against them, they gather together and it becomes this stampede against whoever it is that they're going against. So bottom line is, you know, I want to make sure I set their record straight. If you have committed any kind of sexual assault, anything, if you have gone down that road, any man that would do that to any woman, or any man who would do that to any child, for God's sake, for me, throw him in the darkest cell, the wettest, darkest cell, and leave him there. Leave him there to rot. The biggest problem I have is these folks who do these kinds of things, they don't get enough time because liberal judges and liberal lawyers get them out faster than they should be out. They're out on the street in no time flat, which, again, is another one of these hypocrisies that we're dealing with right now with this entire scenario, right? I mean, how many people are coming out now who are trying to bury Kavanaugh? Lawyers and other folks in the legal profession are coming out talking about how horrible a guy this person is, because 30 plus years ago, he may have grabbed a girl at a party in a drunken stupor, both of them, and pulled her into a room, blah, blah, blah. Yet these same liberal people, these same liberal SOBs who are nailing and knocking this guy, they're right there to defend somebody who has committed a rape or committed an assault, who happens to be maybe 16, 17 years old, because, well, they don't really get it. They don't understand what they're doing, so let's make sure we get them off, or at the very least, we give them a limited amount of time, because, you know, they're just kids. But in this case, this guy they want to bury. So, look, we're just beginning this conversation tonight. I'm telling you, I get angry about a lot of things, but I get really angry about what I think is hypocrisy, what I think is unfair, and I think this entire situation is unfair. And I'd love to hear from folks around the country who are either feeling exactly opposite of what I feel or exactly the same for what I feel. Because I'd like to get your opinion, whether, again, you're living in Dallas or Reno, New York, or wherever. How is it possible that you wait this long before you come forward? It just seems like a big political game to me. So listen, we have a caller, and I want to grab the caller real quick because apparently Dane is at the Trump rally over in Vegas. So give me a little play-by-play of what's going on in Vegas, Dane.
Hey, my friend. Listen, it's hot here, but it's hot with excitement. I'll tell you that much. Right now, we got a huge line out there. People are starting to really come to the rally now. The line's getting long and lively. And one thing here, you know, you're talking about this Kavanaugh. I've been standing in line since 7 this morning. And, of course, it doesn't open about an hour here. They're going to open the doors, of course, starts at 7. But
right.
Everybody I've been talking to in line, Kavanaugh, subject. She's a fraud. She's a phony. It's a lie. No one believes this woman. No one should believe her. It's just another rouge that they want to do to stop Kavanaugh from coming. But come on, people. We know what's going on here. We weren't born last night. This is such a unbelievable disgrace. And these Democrats, this media, I'm telling you, these people have lost their minds. They're disgraceful. They should be embarrassed. I mean, come on. Give me a break. But listen, the good news, we got an awesome rally going here in Las Vegas. The fans here are excited. They're good people. They're excited. They're just, you know, you talk to people here, everything is great. Everything talks about they talk about is great. You listen to the Democrats, it's gloom and doom. So I'm telling you, this Kavanaugh thing, it's a dead issue as far as I'm concerned. It's going nowhere. She's going nowhere. Go ahead.
So now, set the scene. What casino and what place are you guys?
Well, we're at the Las Vegas Convention Center here.
All right.
If you're not here in Las Vegas and you're over here, come on down. There's the whole thing about the Las Vegas Convention. You got plenty of room and plenty of space to come on down. And it doesn't matter if you come at 5, 6. You'll have a place to stand. Come on in. Get out of get out of the hot sun. But the Las Vegas Convention is huge, so the room they're having, it's at the north end over here. And so come on down if you're in Las Vegas. We got people from, I've been talking for people as far away from New York, people flying in from L.A. It's great. I saw that wonderful lady, Kayla Joy, the singer who wore the Trump dress at the Oscars. She was here. Her first rally, she said. She's all excited. A lot of interesting people, celebrities we see coming in. It's great. I mean, it's Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. So it's a lot of fun. And I tell people, come on down, because there's nothing in the world like a Trump rally. You want to talk about positive? Yes, we got it.
Well, listen, buddy, thank you for weighing in, and thank you for setting the scene. I've been to that that convention center a million times, and I can just imagine the excitement that is surrounding that place. And your guy, Wayne Allen Root, our guy, is going to be introducing Donald Trump in, I think it's just a couple hours. I think he's going on, 5 p.m. West Coast time and 8 o'clock in the East. So I'll double-check that to make sure that's the time. But I guess if you got a chance, head on down to the convention center over there in Vegas and be part of the party. Maybe you get a chance not only to see the President of the United States, but better, get a chance to see Wayne Allen. Hey, listen, our number is 833-927-8255. I'm a little more calm right now. For some reason, I'm fired up, man. I'm telling you, this issue, and we're going to get into it more. We got a lot to get to and a lot of different people to talk to tonight. So, again, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I'm War Now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cinegenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cinegenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've We've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love our Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little, but there's a better way, and I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Our rights come from God, not from government, so stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your healthcare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My family's a member. My kids are members. I trust them in the hands of Liberty HealthShare, so you should, too. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.com. LibertyHealthShare.org. Excuse me. Don't want to give you the wrong web address. LibertyHealthShare.org. I hope I've been saying that all along. Chris, have I been saying for the last year LibertyHealthShare.org, or have I been just looking down quickly and going LibertyHealthShare.com? It's LibertyHealthShare.org. 855-58-LIBERTY. Chris is just saying, Wayne, you don't know what you're doing. You're out of your mind. Something like that. Hey, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Just for today, I'm off at the Trump Mega Rally in Las Vegas. I'll be the opening speaker of the entire rally at the personal request of the President of the United States. How cool is that? But filling in for me today is the great Lee Elsie of WJJF in New London, Connecticut, our flagship station on the East Coast of the United States. Lee Elsie, take it away.
Thank you, Wayne, and enjoy yourself at the Trump Rally. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. And again, I am Lee Elsie. You can call in 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. You can also reach me through my email, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. And don't forget, I got a Facebook page. You can find me that way as well. Obviously, it's all Kavanaugh. All Kavanaugh all day, all Kavanaugh all night. And, you know, just I'm going to go and play some audio at the after the bottom of the hour. And I want to play some pieces of audio. Some you may have already heard, but I want to give you my take on some of the folks speaking out and speaking up as this thing continues to intensify. And whether or not you know this, if you're just joining us, there is news that's breaking. You know, there is a chance now. Christine Ford, the California professor who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday that she would actually testify. She just doesn't want to do it on Monday. She still wants an investigation. My question is, why an investigation? If she was there, if what she says happened, happened, why do we need the FBI to get involved with this? Can somebody out there explain that to me? What is it? What kind of an investigation, and what will they find, that if she's telling the truth and she's a credible witness, what would they find that she would not tell the folks in the committee and tell the rest of the country? And I'll tell you what, if she gets up and gets in front of America and she's believable, guess what? Kavanaugh's in trouble. Trump said that himself. Kavanaugh will then be in trouble. So we'll see. If this is a big thing that's just happening, this whole idea, because I really thought, talking for the last couple of days, there'd be no way she would show up next week and testify. Certainly not on Monday that she would testify. And now she's coming out. And again, through her lawyer, they're saying that she is willing, depending upon the situation and the circumstances and her safety and all of that, she is willing to tell the story about how she, 30-plus years ago, was sexually assaulted through, again, a couple of young boys in a bedroom at a party. By the way, a party she doesn't quite remember where it was, in a house that she doesn't really know where that was. And he denies it, by the way, right? He denies it. So that's a twist here, because now there's really no middle ground. This is, you know, something we've been talking about for the last couple of days. If he's saying no, 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 and then his friends again who are supposedly there, they're saying no, and the other third witness, which I'll talk about a little bit later on, he says no, well, you know, now you've got a credibility issue with the woman. But these guys, again, if any one of them happened to backpedal even a little bit, now you've got a serious, serious issue for Kavanaugh. And I don't expect that to happen. But there is no middle ground now, because he's already come out and said, no, I was not there. I don't know anything about this. So, listen, I've got some audio I want to play for you after the bottom of the hour. We'll do that. Also coming up a little later on. Now, he's been a guest before with me when I filled in for Wayne Allen Root. He is a brilliant man. He's actually he's a friend of Kavanaugh. So I don't know if you can get this anywhere else in the country. This guy actually knows Kavanaugh well, and he's the provost over at Bryant University. He's joined me before. His name is Glenn Slamacy. He'll join me in the third hour of the program, so you're going to want to listen up for that. So a lot to get to. Once again, our number, 833-927-8255. Reach out to me, leelcradio@gmail.com. I am honored again to fill in for Wayne Allen Root, War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
War now!
You have- USA Radio News.
Nearly two dozen protesters opposing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh were arrested today as activists occupied the offices of key Republican senators. Kavanaugh's accuser has now said she would testify before a Senate Judiciary Committee if certain conditions are met. That's according to congressional aides. There are talks about another meeting between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, but as far as the denuclearization goes, things are moving a little bit slow. That's according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We have made steady, albeit slow progress, but it's always we've always known this was going to take some time.
A new law means California full-service restaurants are no longer allowed to automatically distribute single-use plastic straws to customers. The law was signed by Governor Jerry Brown today, and it goes into effect next year and does not apply to fast food restaurants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot, My Patriot Supply. They provide survival food, is one way to call it, but other people just say food in an emergency, emergency food supply. The head of FEMA told us for months they won't be able to help in a major disaster on the first day of hurricane season. The head of FEMA wrote an op-ed in USA Today titled, FEMA is not a first responder. You have to be your own first responder. And at this moment, FEMA is running on half the emergency reserve workforce they had last year at this time. This should be a wake-up call to get prepared if you aren't already. Now, I recently started building my preparedness plan with My Patriot Supply. They helped me start storing up food for crises where FEMA won't be coming to the rescue. This week only, each person in your household can have the essential two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $67. Take action now, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. The food's delicious, lasts 25 years in storage. It's packed fresh in a rugged storage tote, then shipped directly to your home. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540 or go online to preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. And by the way, just an asterisk there. I'm not in the business of supplying emergency food kits. It's not my company. I've got nothing to do with the company. I don't own the company. I'm not a partner in the company. They went out and got the website, preparewithwayne.com, which is really smart of them. If you're going to advertise on my show, they figured they'd have an interesting website you could remember, and they tied it with my name, so it's preparewithwayne.com, but I don't want anyone to think it's my company. It is not. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of the show. They're really nice people and really good people and really patriotic people, so frequent them and take care of them, but it's not Wayne's company. Just want to make sure you knew that. Preparewithwayne.com. Hey, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Just for today, I'm off at the Trump Mega Rally in Las Vegas. I'll be the opening speaker of the entire rally at the personal request of the President of the United States. How cool is that? But filling in for me today is the great Lee Elsie of WJJF in New London, Connecticut, our flagship station on the East Coast of the United States. Lee Elsie, take it away.
Thank you, Wayne. And listen, I'm going to call it audible. We were going to go to some audio, and I'm going to play that in just a bit. But we got a bunch of folks who are lined up, so we're going to go out because this is the most caller-friendly show in America. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and our number is 833-927-8255, and we got them stacked up. So let's go. We'll first go to New London, my backyard here, Alex. Alex, you're on War Now.
Yes, I've been listening to your comments in the morning. I've been reading the newspaper, and if there was any real substance to this, the evidence would be forthcoming. I really see this as a gotcha moment. I don't know Judge Kavanaugh. I must confess, I don't know his accuser. But the timing and the situation, there's red flags all over the place. And here's another thing, too. You have interviewed people on your show who at some time in their life, probably when they were very young, committed some kind of crime or some sort of thing, and then straightened their life out. So if we're saying that something that happened or may not have happened 30 years ago, and whatever the circumstances were, should be an albatross hung around this man's neck to prevent him from going up on the Supreme Court, I think that's a real travesty of justice.
Hey, Alex, I'll ask you a question. If this were a liberal judge going for a confirmation, do you think that there would be this whole scenario, would it be unfolding in front of our eyes? The answer is, of course not. This is, without question, to me, the timing of this is 100% political. Now, I don't know what happened 36 years ago. I don't know if the three of them
The thing is, if you do believe in redemption, and the testimony to a woman or a man's life is how they live it, and I don't know what happened 30 years ago. I can't speak to that. But his life has been laid bare. He has been put to the question as he ascended the ladder, and now there's this issue. So it is suspect.
Well, listen, Alex, I'm actually on board with you. I agree with everything that you said. So I thank you for calling in, and I appreciate you listening to us on the morning show, and I appreciate you calling in tonight on War Now and getting that national audience. Once again, we're broadcasting from as far away as California, Vegas, Minneapolis, New York, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, everywhere in between. Let's go to Dallas, where John is waiting. John, you're on War Now. Johnny. Johnny going once. Johnny going twice. I won't hang up. I'll let the main man, Chris, take care of you. Let's go back to Long Island where Chet is waiting. Chet, you're on War Now.
Hey, Lee, listen, I've been listening to your show on the East Coast for 5+ years. I've met you a few times, and I know what a stand-up guy you are. For anyone to attack you as a chauvinist over a meme that was supposed to be in good humor, because I follow you on social media, and I did see the meme. And I just want anyone out there listening to this guy right now across the country to know that this guy's a champion for abused women, children, and animals, and he's always been very fair to any of the women that have wanted to come on his show. And don't worry about what the feminazis are saying about you on social media.
Well, listen, Chet, I thank you very much for that. And you know, because you're on board, I know you call all the time, and you actually have your own show on the weekend. You do a fabulous job with that. And my stance on almost everything that has to do with sexual assault or pedophilia is lock these SOBs up for as long as you possibly can and throw the key into the deepest lake you can find. I hate the idea of someone, you know, first of all, using their power or using their influence and taking advantage of someone who is less strong in that scenario. So I'm on board with this movement, as this Me Too, if you will, you know, as far as these men of power taking advantage of women. I hate that.
But it's become so, it's polarizing and it's politicized. And what they did to you, they weren't upset about the meme or what you said. First of all, it was supposed to be in good fun and
sure,
with a sense of humor. I saw the meme. But they were just upset that you were doubting his accuser.
Right.
That's what they were ticked off about. They were upset that you have a voice on the radio and you're questioning, how dare you question this woman for accusing Judge Kavanaugh of some misconduct 36 years ago. But there is a double standard. I called into you this morning. We were talking about Keith Ellison with his abuse, where they had doctor's records of the abuse he did to his girlfriend. And now, I don't know if you saw this, but this is coming out from the Washington Times. It's a re-release of a 1992 column that Senator Cory Booker, who will be voting on the Kavanaugh appointee, by the way,
right,
detailing his groping of a high school friend. And it was a woman where, and he got away with it. It was covered by the media, but it got swept under the rug really quick. And this was a woman that he supposedly grabbed her breasts, and he wrote a column about it.
How about the idea, Chuck, that there is a slush fund in Washington that Congress folks can draw from to pay off women that they have had issues with? I mean, that's a true thing. That's a fact. And these hypocrites who are judging this man who supposedly did something that, to me, was child's play compared to what other folks have done, and certainly what the folks in Congress have done, and they're going to judge him? I mean, it's such hypocrisy, it's amazing to me.
Well, Lee, you're talking about that slush fund. Why doesn't the FBI open an investigation into that slush fund?
Sure.
And let's figure out who's exactly paying money, and from what I understand, it's millions and millions of taxpayer dollars,
yep,
to shut abuse victims up. I would think that the American people would want to know about that. Instead of some woman that I don't believe her at all. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I don't believe a word she says. But looking on social media, Lee, on every leftist site out there, he's already guilty. He's already guilty,
no,
and I'm going to tell you something. He won't be. He will step down. I guarantee it. Because he's not going to want to drag his family through this.
All right, we'll see. Chet, thanks for calling, and thanks for the kind words in Long Island. Let's try going back to Dallas and those Cowboys again, where John is. How about them Cowboys? 1-1.
This is Tim Cruz territory.
Okay, fair enough. How are you?
I'm good. I'm driving, but I just had a couple of comments. This whole thing is, we should really go back to Hillary's comment about the deplorable. We should start using it again for the Democrats and the Libs. They're just ruining society. They're ruining the truth of law. The whole thing is just ridiculous. You can all see it, what's going on. They're never going to vote for any of them. None of them are going to vote for anybody. And there was an attorney on television this morning that said a very important thing, which everybody seems to be missing, and that is that there was a Senate rule that they created when something like this happened before, where they didn't allow anybody to go back until they were an attorney. In other words, they couldn't go back until they had actually graduated law school, and, you know, they didn't allow to go back into childhood and junior high and high school and college.
Right.
And I think that's a very important thing that nobody has brought up. I just heard it today, but I think it's a very important issue. It should not be even coming up, and if it came up, it should have come up months ago when Feinstein and the rest of them had a chance to talk to this guy directly. So it's really painful to watch.
Well, John, let me ask you, it's simple, straight out. Why do you think she held that information for as long as she did? And there's only one answer to it, right? They wanted to...
Diane Feinstein?
Yeah.
Well, she held it for two reasons. They say it's because this lady didn't want to expose herself and she didn't want to become public. But more importantly, when she had this information, she decided 2 days before they're going to have a vote, they're going to turn it over to the DOJ or something like that. And I think
it's all about John, I gotta let you go. My point was, it's all about politics, man. That's what it's. This is a partisanship move. This is all about partisanship politics. Hold it to the last minute. Play the four-corner stall game. See what we can get out of this. And if worst-case scenario comes rolling around and she gets a lot of pushback, we're going to have to throw her out there. She's going to have to testify. That's the deal. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on War Now on the USA Radio Network.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee-oh, you melted me. I melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, no Wayne Allen Root. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who is actually at a Trump rally. Not just at the Trump rally. He is officially introducing the one and only Donald Trump, the President of the United States, over in Las Vegas, or out in Las Vegas. So I'd love to hear from you. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Or, of course, be my friend on Facebook. We'll be friends. We'll be buddies. Send me a message. We'll talk. I'm going to play that audio that I was going to play at the bottom of the hour, just after the top of the hour. Just hear from some folks and give you some different perspective and different opinion on some of this stuff. It's all Kavanaugh. It's all the time. If you're just joining us, latest news that just popped about a half hour ago, or a little bit more than that now, is that Christine Ford, the California professor, who again is accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of the sexual assault. And I'm sorry, but maybe it's just me. I use the term sexual assault in that case loosely. I'm sorry, ladies. That, to me, seems like kids being kids. And I know you hate it when people say things like that and generalize. But a couple of 17-year-olds drinking till they can't see, and they sort of roll around on a bed, and then they all fall off, and she runs into the bathroom and hides until they stumble down the stairs. I mean, I don't know if that's a reason enough for somebody, even if it did happen, which I'm not sure, nor do I actually don't think it did. Man, that's a reason to turn somebody's life completely upside down 30-something years later? Really? Come on, guys. I mean, I'd like to hear from some of the ladies across the country, honestly. Straighten me out if I'm wrong. Tell me. Tell me where I'm wrong. If that roughhousing, that
even if you want to consider, it's, you know, garbage. Listen, to me, I don't think that treating a woman in any other way than with perfect respect is acceptable, but that's not a reason to dump somebody from being a Supreme Court justice. It's a reason, maybe, if you're a dad, to smack the kid in the mouth. It's a reason, maybe, if, you know, it's your sister to go over there and kick him in the shins. There are things, certainly, that you might do to straighten somebody like that out, if in fact that happened, which I don't know and don't think that it did. But certainly not to turn a man's life upside down and wreck him. See, the left now is about wrecking people. And the left is about breaking things. And they're breaking this because they don't want to see him as a Supreme Court justice. And do you know why? I mean, I said this a week ago. It's about abortion. And it's always been about abortion. See, they're afraid that this man, with his stances, his conservative stances on certain issues, in particular abortion, they're afraid that Roe versus Wade, somewhere along the line, will get overturned, which it will not. I mean, even in the most, let's say, conservative scenario, it would only get turned back to the states. And depending upon which state you lived in, would depend upon whether or not you got a chance to kill the baby that's in your stomach. So I don't know why the hysteria that surrounds that continues to grow. You're not going to lose the ability to kill your unborn baby. I'm pretty sure about that, ladies. I'm pretty sure. I don't care who they put on the Supreme Court, because that, overturning that, will be a Herculean effort. So it all though circles back, because they're scared to death that in any way, shape, or form, that right, that what they think is a God-given right to kill the baby, is somehow going to be taken away from them. And I still believe that that's the crux of this issue, because they don't want to see that go away. 1-833-927-8255-833-WAR-TALK. That is the number. Once again, we've been talking, everybody's been talking, about the Supreme Court justice situation. It's going to be must-watch television next week. You can't miss it. I mean, it's going to be, you know, Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill all over again. You know, you're going to see both of them, and it's going to be he said, she said, and there will be crocodile tears if, in fact, she does decide to testify. I mean, she said she would now, and it doesn't want to be Monday. It's got to be kind of on her time, but I think they'll probably work something out, and if it's next week, it'll happen. But you'll see some crocodile tears. You'll hear a story, right? And you'll hear the oohs and ahs from the chamber. You'll hear what the, remember, if you remember Joe Biden and the way he presided over that kangaroo court when Justice Thomas was trying to get confirmed. I mean, we're going to get that same kind of thing. That's, and listen, they love that. They love the chaos. The left loves chaos. They love chaos. They love to shake the tree. 833-WAR-TALK is the number, 833-WAR-TALK. You know, I heard Wayne the other day talk about his latest, I guess, success, which is he is now going to be in all these different papers across the country. And I got a chance to read his latest piece, basically, well, it's titled Wayne Allen Root, The Lynching of Brett Kavanaugh. And I think he read a little bit of this the other night. I was listening to his fabulous. But if you don't get it, you got to go on the Las Vegas Journal to download it. But it's really great when he breaks it down. And you need to take a look at it. So Wayne will be a published guy in all these great papers across the country. So kudos to him. Congratulations for getting that done. All right, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I am honored, humbled, privileged to be part of this excellent broadcast, War Now, on the USA Radio Network. Please reach out to me, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. We'll be back after the top of the hour. Don't move.
Advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local state.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.